This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The district attorney in Clear Creek County will investigate the killing of Christian Glass by a sheriff's deputy earlier this year. Glass was 22. He called 911 for help after getting stuck on a dirt road late at night. He told the dispatcher he had geology tools, knives, and a mallet in his car.
I have a weapon on me. I will throw them out the window as soon as an officer gets here. I'm not dangerous. I will keep my hands completely visible. I understand that this is a dodgy situation for you guys.
Glass's parents say their son did not pose a threat and they intend to sue the agencies involved in his death. Police body camera footage released Tuesday shows a tense encounter with law enforcement that led to a deputy shooting Glass, who was locked inside his car. Calls to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats are up as students return to classrooms. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
In August, the anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received more than 1,000 calls, a 207% increase over July. Suicide threat calls make up the top category, followed by reports of bullying and school complaints. Officials say the increase is typical for the start of the school year. 64 people reported a concern about themselves, including bullying, sexual assault, and suicide threats. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver City Council has approved $2 million for a basic income project. The money will go to 140 women, transgender people, and gender nonconforming people who are experiencing homelessness. The number of women using the city's shelter system tripled during the pandemic. Rocky Mountain National Park grew by 40 acres this week. The land was donated by former space shuttle astronaut and Colorado native Vance Brand. He bought the land in 1967 and arranged for the donation in 2019. The new park acreage is northeast of Long's Peak. Colorado's high country has some rain and highs in the 60s around Vail this afternoon. Metro Denver cloudy, some rain possible, highs in the 80s today, and cooler across the Denver area tomorrow. This is CPR News.